start by talking to Mary and ask Mary to help us out. As we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. As always, we want to invoke the Holy Spirit, that he gives us light and strength. As we say, Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, that instruct the hearts of your faithful, by the light of the Holy Spirit, granted by the same Spirit, we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Our Lady Guadalupe, pray for us. Welcome again to our conversation. And we've been talking about how can we prepare for Christmas in an article that I wrote, Preparing for the Birth of Jesus in Your Soul. Here's an article that I wrote. I could send it to you online if you like. Preparing for the birth of Jesus in your soul. Okay, we already went through three suggestions. First was to clean your own stable. That stable would be your own soul. And the means by which you're going to do that is by making a good sacrament of confession. Try to do that in these few days before Christmas. Then we suggested also the importance of silence. We mentioned the fact we suffer in a world with a lot of noise pollution. We're being bombarded by so much noise, right and left, north and south, east and west. We're being bombarded by so much noise. And if we don't have silence, we can't hear the voice of God. Remember the prophet Elijah was able to hear the voice of God in the silent breeze on the mountain. And yesterday we made the suggestion to read the Bible, to find some time and place. And we mentioned also to have a text. We suggested also the Gospels of the day. And we suggested a very simple method. And read it very attentively, think about what it means, then try to put it into practice. We gave Mary as an example for us in the Annunciation. Mary is the contemplative, the visitation. Mary puts into practice what she meditates. So that's where we're at. Well, today, we'd like to mention that we should look at our social relationships and see if it's necessary to try to reconcile with someone. Maybe there's someone we're angry at. Maybe someone had a fight with. Maybe we had a quarrel. Maybe it's your husband. Maybe it's your wife. Maybe it's your brother. Maybe it's your sister. Maybe it's someone that you had some tense moment with. When we celebrate Christmas, it's a time of peace. The word shalom means peace be with you. So now would be the time to see if you can make your peace. So let me tell you a story to illustrate this point. Years ago, there was an Irish funeral. And during the course of the funeral, the priest was preaching, and the coffin was right in front of the altar. But the priest noticed that the whole time during the Mass, there was an elderly man that was weeping during the Mass. So the priest thought, well, you know, probably it's some relative. So the Mass finished, and the priest drew close to the man that was weeping and said, I'm really sorry, was it some relative of yours that passed away? And the elderly man said, yes, was my only brother. And the priest said, well, I'm really sorry. He said to the priest that I'm really sorry because we were not talking for 50 years. And I had planned this week to try to reconcile with him. But he died before I had the chance to make that last gesture of peace and reconciliation. He died. The priest, with discretion, asked the question, well, you know, what was the conflict that you had with your brother? What was the conflict? And the man said, Father, I don't even remember. I don't even remember the why of this conflict. So, my friends, this is my suggestion. Before we arrive at the day of Christmas, in which we're going to be celebrating the birthday of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the prophet Isaiah calls Jesus the Prince of Peace. Why not, in these days remaining before Christmas, make an act of humility and go and try to make up with this person, to reconcile? And if you do that, we really believe you'll be able to live out that beatitude. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they are the sons and daughters of God. So I'll see you tomorrow, same time and same place. Share this message with a lot of your friends.